Never seen the likes of me before, have you? Come on, it's been a couple of weeks now. Surely you aren't surprised when you see someone that doesn't look like one of your kind. Now, now, I'm not resentful or anything. Where's my guardian? Funny story about that one. I don't quite have one. Think of me as off-grid. I mean, you are taking a leisurely stroll on the outskirts of the woods. Wouldn't you not go there if you needed to get away? I'm afraid my guardian wasn't suitable for the job, so I found it best to look after myself out here. It's not like I require that much anyway. Sunlight, water, and nutrition if I want to eat. I can normally dig my roots down into the soil and get what I want. Yeah, I guess you could call them little appendages that I can retract. They just come out of my hands if I want them to. Then there's my cell sap I produce, but that's more like honeydew. Well, what happened was the person who I was assigned to, he didn't actually want anything out of the program. He would tell me horrible things, saying how I'll never be treated equally to humans, and he would keep me inside, away from the sun. It made me weaker over time, and he knew that. I hope no one else has to suffer like I did. I hope the human side of the exchanges gets vetted more. I know there were a lot of emergency placements due to how many of us were coming in. Still, you can't get everything right in life, I guess, and some of us just end up unlucky. I didn't think I was that much of a handful, but he really made me believe I was out to cause trouble. I just wanted to see what it was like for you guys to learn from you. I had heard so many fun rumors and interesting things from you. I didn't want to risk having another caretaker, so I didn't want to risk another bad caretaker, so I never returned to the facility that had us in the first place. Being on my own is actually kind of peaceful. You're lucky you even ran into me, to be honest. I prefer coming out at dusk and dawn and then resting during the day. How come you're all the way out here anyway? Well, fresh air never did any harm. You have some questions about me? Sure, I don't mind at all. Ask away. Yes, we are like plants, down to the very chlorophyll. However, if I did eat, I would want plant-based only. If I ate meat, I would feel unwell since I don't have the enzymes in me to break it down. As for sunlight, I think humans are recommended 20 minutes a day, whereas I can absorb as much as I please. I can use it to store energy, so I can go a long while without any food passing my lips. I simply don't need it. As for water, I do prefer if the water is clean and with a pH of 7, nice and neutral. If it's not high quality, it can make me wilter a little. I guess the saying is down in the dumps. Yeah, it'll make me down in the dumps. Yes, leaking cell sap is true, as embarrassing as it can be. There's no point in me hiding it. It's simply a fact. Things to be embarrassed about is the way you conduct yourself in front of others and such. Not natural bodily functions. I can't help it, so I just have to accept it. It's stored on my fingertips. That's why I don't really touch anything. I know your base temperature is way warmer than mine. Plus, I don't want to make things sticky. Yeah, I can retract or grow them if I want. Think of it like little vine arms. I can dictate to them what I want them to do, but they have a mind of their own sometimes. It's an extension of me that isn't always as polite. I mean, if you want, I can pet your hair with them. If they do anything else, then that's not quite my problem. See? Nice and gentle head pats. They go all over, so it should feel pretty tingly. This is mortifying. You guys aren't supposed to do that. Why are you on the ground all of a sudden? Am I hurting you? It feels good. I'm sorry. It makes your knees weak. Stop. You're gonna make me pee myself. Why is this so funny? I'm sorry this is happening to you, but I don't think I can stop it unless I leave you. Are you okay with continuing our conversation under such circumstances? Maybe I can ask you some questions instead about humans. It's just some things I've heard. Is it true you guys celebrate things by exploding metal in the air for color? Fireworks? So that's what they're called. They have a fuse you light at the bottom and the fire goes up, then it explodes into the air and boom! It causes a massive vibration and shows off lots of different colors. I know you can do like greens, reds, and purples. When we celebrate, we just do a harvest celebration. Normally when it's a moonlit night and celebrated with music and games. It's very comforting and helps solidify the relationships you have with one another in your community. I get the feeling humans have kind of lost the sense of belonging and acceptance with one another and turn more isolated as time goes on. Anyway, I've also heard you guys are super forgetful. Like, you go into another room and then forget what you went inside for. That's kind of hilarious. I wonder what's so special about the doorway that makes you forget? Is it because you're entering another room and your association with the room just makes you temporarily forget what you were doing? Since it was the previous room that you associated with, you know what I'm trying to get at. Curious. What do you think about the sap, huh? Kind of weird what's going on, but you seem to be enjoying it. Although the sudden drop to the floor caught me off guard. I think this looks almost therapeutic for you. Have you not had a caring hand on you before? Not that I'm implying anything, but I just get a little feeling you've not felt kindness in a while. Would it be so bad to accept it from a stranger? How come you never did sign up for the Monster Care program? didn't think you were in a position to look after someone else. Well, what happens if she could look after you in exchange for shelter and food? Would that make a difference? So do you live alone right now? Have your own apartment. That's good. What happens if I could maybe visit you at some point? Maybe have a night of rest? I am weathered to sleep and thrive outside, but, well, I'm not really getting much out of the exchange if I'm not even with a human. In return, I can do things like this. Maybe we can call it a therapy session. As long as you understand I'm not qualified to do anything, I can clean up after myself and even after you. It wouldn't bother me at all. You just have to teach me how to use the washing chemicals. I have to be careful not to get them on me, or well, it's a toxin for me. Don't get me started on bleach. It takes forever for me to replace the cells that got harmed by it. I don't know. You've not really shook your head or looked turned off by the idea. How does it sound? We could try it out, and if you're not happy, I could just leave like that. The certificate. I know you're not registered, but I could just be a dirty little secret of yours. Would that be so bad? It's not like you're randomly going to get an inspection report because you're suspected of smuggling a monster girl. And for the record, my original caretaker, it's within their best interest to pretend I'm still under their care, so for me to be reported missing would be an incredibly large oversight on their behalf. Why not I continue this? I'll sit with you and we can just enjoy yourselves. You don't have to talk or anything, just think it all through. My vines can keep up this personal attention you're getting. Maybe not all humans are bad after all.